One of the things that I like most, and almost we've talked about this before, guys. We can make a show out of the breaks because there's all sorts of interesting conversations that go on there. We don't often get a time to just kind of sit and chat about some of these other things. And I thought we'd just take some time here near the end of the program. And Amanda Lawan is with us, who is from Bamboo Detroit and a Michipreneur, part of the exciting scene of young people coming to the city of Detroit. And not just young people, but people who are taking a chance in this. I tell you, we ought to rename ourselves Phoenix. Because we really are rising from the ashes here. Well, Shane, anything strike you about the conversations we had so far today?
You know, I was looking at the BambooDetroit.com, and I was looking at, you know, some of all the members that are part of this group, and I want to ask you, you know, something like, say, this company I'm looking at, you know, like Social Sushi Detroit, how, you know, how would they utilize this space?
Yeah, and so Social Sushi Detroit, they are a catering company. They pop up and serve sushi at all these different places, but they're working on having a physical location. So they'll come in, they'll bring like investors or other community members, and it's really like a really great meeting place. You know, if you're an entrepreneur and you're working from home or out of a coffee shop, you kind of need something a little bit more legit.
It sounds like it's like a step up.
Now, can you use these as your mailing address too, your business mailing?
Yep, we have a mailing address, Wi-Fi, coffee, 24/7 access, which is good because we do have people who sometimes work really late into the night.
Oh, geeks work. We're like bats. You know, we hang upside down during the day and at night we're flying around.
Yeah, and then we feature workshops and speakers and anything we can do to help excite and continue to like grow this community that we feel like is so important.
Gary, I'm interested because your aspect is, my sense always has been that you were in contact with really big scale IT and major kind of companies.
Yeah,
does any of this rub off at that level?
So how many little startups have I had?
Yes,
I was just going to say, we're the really big one of us, me, sitting in my living
room.
That's
exactly right. Well, you started out that way.
But you're right.
What was it, 19?
EDS and GM and as a partner at Anderson and a number of
other
things.
No, but I mean, when you were starting up a business, a small business.
So my first business I started was in 79.
What was it?
It was a construction property management firm.
I love it.
And we invested in real estate to fix up the student ghetto around the University of Michigan. I couldn't get the landlords at the time to do that. So I was really young, folks. I mean,
that's great. And
then, he's a serial entrepreneur.
I didn't start my first tech startup until 1980. So, which was a database firm using microcomputers at the time, and the very first microcomputer-based relational database system. People think of Ash and Tate's DBase 2, but it was really Condor. Malcolm Cohen. It was very early on when we started, and then I started the very first internet service provider for business here
that's
in Michigan.
Right.
In 94, back when people didn't realize what the worldwide what really was. Our very first website was all text-based because there wasn't a graphical browser yet.
Wow.
So
what was the
I'm
first?
I'm not sure what we're talking about.
You read them in history books. Yes, I know, Amanda. Okay, we're going to get away from this.
I remember AOL and instant messaging.
Okay, let's get into the current century.
Wait a minute. Your first business was because you and I connected in 1998 when I was doing the show on the weekends in
That's
JR.
Right.
And I was a client of yours at
Technology.
Online Technology. Was BizServe,
right, though? BizServe was the product.
Okay.
It was our connectivity product for small modem-based individuals. So
and
you,
that's
dial
where,
up.
Yeah, that's where so I was connecting dial-up. Through those, and I had questions for him. He came on. He answered my questions, and then people start calling in for us on that. What I'm fascinated by here is your experience and what's going on right now. If you were, let's say, Amanda's age, mid-20s right now,
oh my God! Would that be fun again?
Would that be fun? I mean,
only
what a
because
ride it would be
because it. You know, it is really hard to be an entrepreneur today. It was even harder back when nobody cared, because especially in Michigan, because that whole entrepreneurial activity happened 50, 60, 80 years before.
Yes,
and we
yes.
were talking about the corporate man of the 1950s, and you know, everything was
like
about
Mad
the organization.
Men, that TV series.
And it was.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that. I think a lot of entrepreneurs I know, especially when they're starting to take the leap, like our partner Dave left. He was an electrical engineer for like 6 years, and then he just took the leap. we still struggle with that a lot because we're grown up. Our parents have that working culture that we were either.
Aren't you going to get a real job?
Yeah. But
when are you moving out of the basement?
I mean, I think we have a lot to the table that we bring in Detroit and Michigan, and a lot of experience, and people need that mentorship. There's a lot. We were talking about a lack of talent, but it's also the talent that's here. We need to tap into our mentors who have done successful.
Exactly.
Companies.
And absolutely.
I love the thing that's happening is that there are now spaces like Bamboo Detroit is a physical space.
Right.
Yes.
The people who have these ideas can get together and for less money. Yeah. That would cost them to have their own space someplace else. They can get together with all sorts of people.
And like, they help each other.
Yes.
Right?
That's exactly,
and
yep.
that's the best part because there's that synergistic conversations that yep. you have. And, you know, you're struggling with something and somebody that's not in your company is willing to take some time, talk through the issues.
Have you ever had the experience where somebody maybe on the other side of the partition was talking about their business, but bing, a light went off on the other side of the partition? In other words, is there like a cross-fertilization that goes on there?
A lot. I think so we actually personally interview every single person before they join just to really get to know who they are and what they're working on. So I do think there's a lot, like someone actually is talking about maybe leaving her corporate job, informed her corporation that she was ready to go on her own path, and they offered, hey, if you stay, we'll support you and to make that an arm of this. And she just posted, anyone available Saturday or Sunday? I need some advice. And like five or six of us posted, we'll be here. And it's like
that's
that kind of
so
just having
cool.
people to rely on and like pull in and get their ideas. But it is a distraction because entrepreneurs have an idea about everything.
Yes,
they
do.
New app. Yes, that would be great. Let's move on.
I mean, back, Gary, when you were, you know, starting up, you know, on, you know, some of these startups, it must have felt so alone, you know. You're like a maverick just going off on your own to do this. Like we said, can you imagine doing it now?
You know, I'll tell you what. I think it's hard, but it's easier today. It's still hard, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I don't want to say that it's ever easy, but it's easier because of the support system. And if you're paying attention and will go out and ask questions and ask for help. So many times we don't want to ask for help.
Mm.
And really, asking for help is a very good thing.
And the help also comes in the form of mentorship. Somebody maybe who's a couple more paces down the road that can give you that advice. We're going to have to wrap the conversation up here because we're about to close the hour out. And I have something important to let folks know about right now. But Amanda, I want to thank you so much for being here. Now, we've got to get together with you and some of the other folks who are part of Bamboo Detroit to talk about their experiences, okay?
Yeah, we'd love to. We'll be back on sometime soon.
And we'll have this room full of mentors here.
like so
old guys. I'll bring the entrepreneurs. You bring the mentors.
Like social sushi, right?
Yes, Jay Rayford's awesome.
Somebody will bring the social sushi.
Okay.
Social sushi. I think you like sushi.
Yeah, I love it.
Me too.
Now, folks, here's a special thing about our program today. For those of you who are listening to us live on WJR, we're going to be closing out our program in just a matter of minutes with the news at the top of the hour. And then beyond us, there's going to be a special program about music that's coming up. And you won't be hearing our second part of the program, which is where we answer questions from listeners. We are still going to be doing that. So you're going to be able to hear the questions that we've received on email, for instance, and answers that Ed and Shane and Gary and myself may have for those folks. And I want to let you know this, that because of the MSU sports scene that is now unfolding for us from September all the way through the March Madness and into early April, we are going to be taking your questions primarily through email. And you do that simply by going to internetadvisor.net, go to the Contact Us button, and then put your question in there in the form of an email. It'll get to Eddie and myself and some of the other folks here, and we'll get those questions answered. The other thing is, next week, however, we are going to be on the air from 3 until 5 live, 2 hours live next weekend. So please be here then. You can get your calls in, and we'll answer your questions on the air for you in that 4 to 5 o'clock hour.